Coyote Country, 99.5 WCOY. It is my pleasure, Coyotes, to introduce to you a guy who's going to be joining us on the riverfront in Quincy at Platt Adams Park, July 3rd for Quincy Freedom Fest. Wade Hayes is on the phone with us. Wade, thank you for spending some time with us today.
Hey, it is my pleasure. How are you today?
We are doing fine. It's hot, but hey, it's summertime, and that's what happens in summertime. How was the weather at CMA Fest?
I have to say it was about as good as you can get. It was perfect. It wasn't too hot. It was mild. And you know, this week, obviously, very hot for everybody here on the eastern side. But last week was perfect. No, it was, I mean, the day I was down, I played downtown Thursday, and it was just perfect.
So what was it like, again, having the city of Nashville essentially transition into one giant concert venue? Everybody's been waiting for this now for a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you nailed it right on the head there. It has been delayed 2 years due to the COVID, and people were extremely excited to get here, and I was surprised at how well it ran this year because of that very reason. I thought that people might be a little off their game or what, but it actually has gotten better every year. And, you know, they moved it downtown a few years back now, and it's just gotten progressively better. But it was very well organized, I thought, and everybody really enjoyed themselves.
The city of Nashville, actually the whole state of Tennessee, is getting so much bigger by the day population-wise. The city of Nashville is growing up in every direction. You said I know you played at the Wild Horse downtown on Thursday. Are you still able to catch a glimpse of old Nashville amongst all of this new Nashville building up around it?
You know, not so much, and especially the last 2 years, it's just exploded, and it's changed so much. And my friends and I were talking just the other day about, we used to love to go downtown just to do writing appointments, and we'd have lunch, and it's just different down there now, and I rarely go. I rarely go downtown because it's really grown up. We used to have kind of still a small town kind of feel to it, but it is really, really, it's a bustling big city feel now.
You grew up outside of Oklahoma City, another place that has just ballooned, has blossomed over the last 20 years or so. What is it about where you move turns into a giant metroplex?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, I'm looking for the next one right now. I'm a small town kid, Nashville was so very exciting for me when I first moved here. You know, I was a hayseed and had never seen or done anything when I moved here, and it was just so exciting. I was be a young man involved with all of that stuff, and now I'm kind of an older, grumpier man. I still love it. Don't get me wrong now. I love the music. But the traffic, I have to say, it gets a little crazy.
Traffic. That's one of the other side of the sort of growth, really.
If your infrastructure is not ready for it, then it can be a problem. A few years ago, I've gone through a lot of health stuff, I bought a farm. I lived in Brentwood, which is right outside of Nashville. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice area. And I left there because it had gotten so busy then. And I moved about 20 miles outside of town. I bought a little farm east of Nashville. And now it is the population has gotten out here. It is crazy how the growth is just unbelievable. And it's growing very, very quickly.
I'm thinking about songwriting. You would go outside onto your land, and you can get this vista, this perspective of, you know, a pastoral scene. And what you're saying now is you don't have to walk too far, and your scene is suburbs.
Hey, it's exactly right. They're building houses as quickly as they can, or everywhere around here. The farms are disappearing, and I understand it's growth and just the signs of a very healthy economy. Mm-hmm. I know that, and this is a very popular area. People want to come here, but it's tough to see it changing on the other side of that coin. It's good and bad.
Yeah, it's that getting that glimpse of that special place that we hold in our hearts from the past, and that's why I think it's important that you do shows like you did at the Wild Horse for CMA Fest or the Country Comeback Tour. Tell me, when you've been around the industry essentially your whole life, who were somebody?
I have in one form or another. Yeah, and you mentioned the Wild Horse show. It was a 90s night,
mm-hmm.
which that has exploded here recently. Another thing that has grown, you know, is that era of music, and I'm very proud and fortunate to have been a part of that. And it's really gotten popular. This is one of the busiest years I've had in a long time. And people from that era that had a few hits are doing really well. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing the package show with Shenandoah and Billy Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really, really good show. And it's exciting, and we're getting a lot of dates with that for 2023. And, you know, everybody is excited about the 90s country for some reason. It's nostalgic, I think, kids that grew up listening to that with their parents, and now they're really into it.
Mm, yeah, there is a romanticism of that era for the next generation. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was coming up, you know, being surrounded by the music industry, one form or another, when you were a kid. Who were some of the artists that took time to, you know, give you guidance, and then if you could follow back up with who did you pay that forward to? Who did you spend time with and pour into?
Gosh, that is a tough one. There are some young people that I've worked with lately that I really expect big things out of. Jake Worthington is one of them. I've written with him and tried to help him. There's another kid down in Texas named Matt Mercado that I believe is going to do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that helped me early on, I would have to say, even though he's just a year older than me, but he had done really well early on, was Tracy Lawrence. He was very kind to me in the beginning. And Brooks and Dunn were very, very kind to me in the beginning. Took me on tour with them for a couple of years. And as far as my heroes go, Waylon James was super, super nice to me. And I got to do some stuff with him. And just, man, I was a big, big fan. His Willie Nelson was very kind to me as well. And those guys were just fantastic. And meant a lot to me.
That's one of the things. There's a huge group of people that are so devoted to that 90s era of music. And I try and remind them that there is connected tissue. That era of the 90s was connected to the past and is connected to today. It's not, there aren't walls between them. It's all interwoven.
Yeah, it's ever evolving. And I've talked to a lot of artists that are really big now, that have told me they came to see me play when they were young, and it's really cool. It meant a lot. It's, you know, it means a lot. I mean, people that have done well were into what I was doing at the time. You know, and just like I'm sure, and I was really, really into Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson,
mm-hmm.
Gary Stewart, Gene Watson, and I've gotten to tell them. You know, it meant a lot to me, and the music, it helps. So. It's neat. You're right. It's ever evolving. It's a big old circle, and it's all connected.
Harry Kendrick, we're talking with Wade Hayes. He's going to be on the riverfront at Clad Adams Park, downtown in Quincy, July 3rd for Quincy Freedom Fest. You mentioned songwriting a little bit earlier. What's more fun, writing a song, producing it, or reworking it for live purposes?
You know, these days, when I was younger, it was very, very difficult to stay focused, and I would much rather play stuff live and jam on the electric guitar, and that's what I was really, really into. But these days, I love, you know, you change as you get older, and I really love to write. It's about my favorite thing to do, and when I get a hold of a good song title or a good idea, I love to sit and chew on it and work on it and massage it, and until I've got a finished product I'm proud of. I really enjoy the whole process.
do you have, now speaking of that, do you have some new songs that you may break out for us on the 3rd?
Oh, yeah. I've always got new songs, my friends. Something that, you know, like I said, these days I'm a lot more proficient songwriting than I used to be. But I don't have the platform that I did back then with the big record label, you know, so it's kind of a cruel joke. But, of course, we'll be doing some new music and got some stuff that's good. Really proud of that we've recorded here recently and in the last couple of years, for sure. And we'll be doing new music, of course.
Very good. You mentioned earlier your health stuff. I think everybody remembers the colon cancer that you beat back twice.
Yeah.
I'm of that age. I just had my first colonoscopy. I tried to put it off, but it is a thing that people need to take care of. Words of wisdom for not just men, but for everybody.
Yes, everybody. I've talked to just as many women that have had to deal with that as men, and it's younger and younger people. So, you know, it used to be 50 years old was the age where they recommended, but it's especially if you've had a family history of it, you need to be checked immediately, no matter what. And 40 is the new age that they're recommending you get screened for colon cancer. So I was, of course, younger than that when mm-hmm. I had it. I've had cancer for years before I even knew it. So. And I barely made it out of it alive. So the earlier you catch it, the better off you are.
I've met, just in the last month, I've met people who've gone through procedures to remove portions of their colon. One of them, quite a bit younger than me, and female, and the other one, an older gentleman, who's been battling for a while, and it is something that is all around you if you stop and take
it. I really truthfully feel like, you know, since it is something that's happening to younger and younger people, it is obviously it's our food supply and the processing that they put it through, and that's a shame. You know, we these days have a garden out here, and I grow when I can grow all the fresh vegetables that we can have, and I certainly recommend that for anybody, and to certainly eat as many vegetables as you can, but definitely keep an eye on it. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't do that often enough, but it is very important to keep an eye on it, especially if you've had a family history.
Yeah, farmers markets are wonderful, wonderful things. I wanted to bring up a topic about a song that you wrote, because we're big proponents of rescue dogs and rescue pet adoption. And the song you wrote, Who Saved Who, about your rescue dog, Jack, fantastic. And you could tell there's so much heart in that song because of that relationship.
Yeah, that's every word of that song is true, and that's one of the newer songs that we were talking about earlier that we'll certainly be doing, but that's about a dog I met at a filling station one night in the middle of the night, and he was obviously astray, and he was in rough shape, and I took him home, and turned out to be the best dog I've ever had, or had had, and he lived about 10 years, and when I started writing that song, I had just gotten the news from the vet that I didn't have much longer left with him. And it was crushing, of course, and I bawled like a baby. And there was a lot of times when it was just that dog and me when I was going through all that cancer stuff. And he was a very, very special part of my life. And I still miss him very, very much. It's been a few years now. Dogs are precious, and they are truly a gift, and it's about the only place on this planet where you can find unconditional love. They don't know how to do anything but that. So.
So have you gotten another rescue dog since then?
Yes, I did. I had another before Jack passed. I'd gotten him a companion, a female, and she was given as some people that didn't want her, couldn't have her. Mm-hmm. And so I was glad to get her. And she's still here with me. She's getting old and gray now, too. But she's a great dog and a wonderful, wonderful companion.
Yeah, rescue dogs seem to have just an extra level of gratitude.
If you get a good one, there's nothing better. And I did not raise a family or have a family of my own, so this obviously is my kid, and she spoiled it. That's all right.
We're talking with Wade Hayes, 99.5 WCOI. Wade, we talk about gratitude. I'm grateful for your time today, and we're looking forward to having you here.
Hey, thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to getting down there. We're going to have a blast. Good old summertime fun, and I'm very much looking forward to getting there, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Wade Hayes will be in Quincy on the riverfront July 3rd at Platt Adams Park. If you're wanting to find out about VIP tickets or meet and greets, the website is quincyfreedomfest.com. Wade Hayes, thank you for your time.
Thank you, my friend. I look forward to seeing you. Have a great day.